Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Family members of a black man who died after being pinned down by Minneapolis police officers on Monday during an arrest says the four officers involved in his death should be charged with murder.
I don't understand how someone could possibly let an individual go out like that. He's yelling. He's telling the officer he can't breathe.
That's George Floyd's sister, Bridget Floyd, speaking with ABC's Good Morning America. Video of the incident just outside a Minneapolis deli showing the cops leaning on him for several minutes while Floyd repeatedly said he couldn't breathe. The four officers involved in the incident have been fired. Protesters last night were in the streets of Minneapolis, some of them clashing with police. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Authorities are continuing their search for a double murder suspect in 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia, urging that he turn himself in. Here's Connecticut State Police Lieutenant John Ayo.
Peter, we've talked to your family, we've talked to your friends and your roommates. All of them have said the same thing, that this behavior is out of the ordinary for you. We know this is not who you are.
Manfredonia, who they say has a history of mental illness, is wanted in connection with homicides in Willington and Derby, Connecticut. The FBI is now taking the lead in the investigation, which is currently focusing on the state of Pennsylvania. Weather permitting, in just a matter of hours, two American astronauts will be launched to the International Space Station from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade. They'll be inside a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule that NASA will send into orbit with a Falcon 9 rocket from Florida's Cape Canaveral. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The NHL now planning to resume its season, but will decide when games begin depending on coronavirus conditions, according to Commissioner Gary Bettman, who said the season will resume with an expanded 24-team tournament to decide the winner of the Stanley Cup. The games would take place in two hub cities, and fans would not be allowed to attend. Actor Richard Hurd has died. The veteran character actor, whose name may not be as recognizable as his face was, is widely remembered for the 11 Seinfeld episodes he appeared in as George Costanza's boss when George worked for the Yankees.
I wanted to get fired. George, you are looking at the new head scout of the New York Mets. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Come right out and meet the
Hurd, who appeared in several Star Trek TV series and dozens of other shows, was 87. Los Angeles is back open for business. Mayor Eric Garcetti saying that starting today, all retail businesses there can let people inside as long as they stay at 50% capacity and follow other COVID-19 safety guidelines. And Eminem is hosting a listening party today to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Marshall Mathers LP. The Detroit rapper says the event starts at 3 3 p.m. Eastern, and he'll be releasing merchandise in honor of the celebration. You can find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. How are you? Good to have you with us as we continue here, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. It's also time for James Herson. Yes, we're talking the New York Times best-selling author, media analyst, and law professor. He is in the flow of the know, and here he is. He's sharing it with us so that, you know, we're not in the, the flow of the stupid, I guess. Well, I mean, there's a lot of ignorance, a lot of less than honest stuff out there in the marketplace, right?
Oh yeah, I mean the vast majority of the media is pure utter garbage, spreading misinformation and propaganda. You know, over this past Memorial Day weekend, the media seemed to be preoccupied with two things. Giving a little bit of perfunctory acknowledgement of the great sacrifice of people who died for this country made. But really, they were obsessed with the fact that the president had the nerve to play golf.
Right.
While 100,000 people have died.
Yeah.
And the other one was showing constant pictures of human beings in America actually having fun together without wearing masks. And, oh, some of them didn't distance properly. And the dire predictions of a whole series of experts so far, predictions have not come true, that those states that reopen and people gathering together that will result in spikes and death. And a shortage of coffins.
Well,
and
James, we just can't get on the other side of this fast enough, because this is insane. For all the social distance Nazis that are out there running around, it's much. I mean, it's bad enough that they've scared the holy what have you out of America. You know, to what benefit? I mean, what have we gained from this fear?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's really now totally inarguable that the cure, the so-called cure for the coronavirus, is so much exponentially worse than anything the virus could have wrought itself. Meaning the human suffering that has been caused by state and local officials locking down the country, destroying the economy, taking away civil liberties, causing so many ailments to be untreated, and so thus causing people to lose their livelihoods, lose their businesses, and in so many cases lose their lives.
Yes.
So many more lives lost and will be lost due to this ridiculous overreaction.
And, you know, to that point, James, you know, just for just a second, you know, let's look at the numbers here. We know the COVID numbers have been hyped up. You know, for obvious reasons, because the people in the media, the bigger the number, the better it is for them. That's more stuff that they can throw at the foot of one Donald Trump. But the other part, I'll guarantee you, the other related deaths, suicide, overdoses, abuse that have gone on as a result, to your point, I bet those numbers are quite stifled.
Yeah, one of the key numbers to look at are the number of hospitalizations. You know, if you look at it on a graph, it's crashing to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The number of people needing hospitalization for COVID has, it looks like a straight line down. It's not, there's no curve to flatten.
Right.
And it's basically, it's beyond peaking, led to over. The other big number is the mortality rate, which now for people under 70 is far below that of the ordinary flu. And I know people can't, you know, you're not supposed to say the word flu in the same sentence as COVID.
Yes, exactly.
The other thing that's been fascinating is to watch the reversal on the masks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, late in the game, all of a sudden, all these counties are and mayors are putting in mandatory mask laws. You cannot be out of your home in many jurisdictions without wearing a mask or you're subject to arrest. Recently, a woman was physically accosted and thrown out of a grocery store by the patrons who were wearing masks. And the irony is, why did the World Health Organization say not to wear masks initially? Why did the CDC say not to wear masks? Because the 90% of the masks people are using are ineffective against the coronavirus because it's too small. That's why they talk about the N95 masks. But then the authorities say, don't wear those because there's a scarcity and we need the N95 mask, rightly so, for healthcare workers, which they always need. So it's a delusion. To the point where you see Alyssa Milano wearing a crocheted mask, as if the coronavirus is the size of a mouse.
Yes, right.
And you see people wearing these, you know, fashionable masks. But
so now they're gonna have thong style masks because you know you gotta keep up with you know all this adjustment, right? So
we have to have
this fashionable mask, and now we're gonna have a thong style mask just for the adventurous. Because James, even if you watch some of these people wearing the mask, most of them don't even know how to wear the mask. They're violating the principal effectiveness of what masks are there for. And you know, it's I would say probably after everything is all said and done, I think you'd be lucky to come up with about 20-25% of people who are actually wearing the mask are doing it, you know, correctly.
That's exactly right. They don't do it correctly. And perhaps, well, it just is important, they're not cleaning them.
Right.
So they become petri dishes for germs and people reinfecting themselves.
Yeah, they're putting their hands on the face mask, everything else. I mean, it's like...
Right, all the things you're supposedly not supposed to do.
Right.
But clearly, as this all is happening, we do see some of the blue state governors who are playing a game. They're using this word, and we hear it, unfortunately, used across the country, phasing. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to do first phase, and then we're going to do a second phase and a third phase. And so, for example, here in California, Gavin Newsom set up the phases so that they would never happen.
Mm.
And consequently, there were a slew of lawsuits, a lot of civil disobedience, and a whole host of thousands of pastors basically said, we're opening the churches anyway.
Mm.
And then the president, of course, on Friday said, basically commanded the states to open the churches, to which a lot of them... the combination of the president and civil disobedience caused them to fold. Minnesota's governor has allowed the churches to open. Newsom says that he's issuing new guidelines, which is that these new guidelines are a stalling tactic, which is what we're seeing a lot with the state and local economy. But now the churches, for example, the Catholic churches in Southern California are picking date certain. It looks, you know, it looks like the end of May is kind of the end of the lockdown for churches.
Got to go to break, James. Stay with us. We've got more from James Hurston after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. James Hurston continues with us, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James, you were saying before the break, it is a true rich irony when you've got these blue state governors especially, and some other governors too, that are just being overly cautious, but how they can consider that liquor stores, abortion clinics, these are essentials. You know, Walmart is essential. We got to have those open. But when it comes to houses of worship, they're non-essential. Well, I'll tell you what, if you've ever been in a war zone and the bombs are bursting in air and your life is being threatened, what are you going to tell the people? Do not pray. You know, when you hear most of the people, probably some of the first words that come out of their mouth is, oh, my God.
Exactly. And we are a nation of prayer. We are a nation that understands the words, when two or more are gathered in my name.
Right.
And we know the importance of group worship. I mean, is that, you know, a lot of people have seen this painting of, it's called The Prayer at Valley Forge, and
sees
General Washington, General George Washington, he's on his knees. Well, the reason that that painting was basically done by a guy named Arnold Freiberg is because there was a documented story of a Pennsylvania senator who happened to come upon a man alone in deep prayer, listening to him from distance. He saw him on his knees. He saw a sword laying on the ground. And it turned out to be General Washington at the time, who was praying fervently to God to assist him in what was an impossible goal. And that was winning the war against Great Britain, a world power.
Right.
And this guy, Potts, was a Quaker and a pacifist. He was against the war. When he heard Washington praying, he changed his mind and became an advocate of the emancipation of America. And,
yes.
You know, and Washington was always known. I mean, one of his great quotes was that there were two indispensable supports to our country, and they were religion and morality. And he later said the only source of morality is religion.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea of bringing back our you know, houses of worship, it is vitally essential, especially at a time of distress, because prayer has always been a part of our history when we've been at war, when we faced difficult situations. And that's why your statement about people serving, which is perfect for this season. There are no atheists in a foxhole, is the statement, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really critical and important that we get back and have the comfort of our houses of worship. Again, now it's going to be a little weird being in a church wearing a mask and being 6 feet away, but it's going to be better than not having it.
Well, this too shall pass, and that's the thing we can be encouraged. We know that things will come and go. It'll be a little awkward. You can't touch. You can't shake hands. You know, for Catholics, offering the sign of peace, it will be air peace. It will be at a distance, but that's okay. We'll get through the other side of it. I got to tell you, frankly, I am disappointed with the churches at large, that although some took an aggressive stand, some were willing to go to jail, some pastors did go to jail, but I believe that there should have been a greater demonstration by people of faith. Because when you look at where we are right now, the fruit of the decisions, the helter-skelter, you might say, of where we are in our country and following science and, you know, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the WHO and, you know, the International College there in Europe that supposedly had the perfect models for us. I mean, how did that work out for you? How is that pattern working out? I mean, we are more fearful. There is little peace in our lives. But this is what happens when you abandon the God of the universe, who says, I give you peace. My peace I leave with you. And where is our peace right now, James?
Well, you know, your point is well taken about the churches, especially the denominational churches, not taking as strong a stand. One of the reasons, by the way, that the governor in Minnesota caved is because there were some courageous Catholic bishops, which are in short supply, I want to say, but in Minnesota, they basically told the governor, we're going to open. And when you consider demographics of Minnesota, the governor, really had to fold. But it turns out, what a strange time we've gone through when the most courageous people are beauty salon owners and workers, and barbers, that they're willing to stand up, be arrested, go to jail. So it occurs to me that we should have a battalion of cosmetologists.
Exactly.
Because not only would they show courage, but then everyone would look so good. So it's just, but there's an irony to me, you know, that the beauty salon, what is he teaching in those cosmetology schools?
I know.
Is it
courage?
Because they watched Edward Scissorhands?
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but they're showing a lot of courage.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, and, you know, by comparison, I mean, we ought to, you know, have we no shame that the salon owners are going to take a grander stand for freedom? You know, I mean, they don't need automatic weapons. They've got combs and a scissor. And they're doing more to stand for freedom, you know, than we the people. We need to follow their example, to your point. I may have misspoke earlier. I may have said the International. I meant the Imperial College of London is what we were talking about in terms of following their
Ferguson,
models. Yeah,
the
right.
So-called Ferguson model, which has now been analyzed as full of bugs, an absolutely rotten piece of software.
Right.
All of the modeling that was done by that Bill Gates funded project, the University of Washington, has been totally discredited. It's been altered so many times. And the Ferguson was the scariest one. That was the one that really frightened world leaders all over, but it said 2.2 million people would die in the United States. And now,
they have to be marginalized. See, we cannot rely on them, and we already knew that we couldn't. These are the same people that gave us the models that Al Gore ran away with, right? So here they proved, you know, so poorly in terms of their projections, you know, decades ago with global warming and that, and so now we let them live only to come back and deposit into the communication stream of the world. This kind of fear-mongering? Oh, gosh, we must be idiots.
Models are not science. Models are guesses.
Yes.
Sometimes they're educated guesses. Policies should not be made on models, period.
Yeah, but the media ran away with it, James. You see, this is what ticks me off, is the media bought into it and they sold it, hook, line, and sinker, to the world. Shame on them for that.
Well, the media is carrying a lot of culpability now, and there's no question, because the important thing that's really hard to focus on is that the human suffering, the death, the problems in society, hundreds of thousands of businesses that won't come back.
Exactly.
Tens of millions of people out of work, an economy that was roaring, being brought to a halt. This is in great part.
What about
on the media?
Exactly.
Not reporting the truth.
No.
About the cost of these lockdowns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was going to say, what about the psychological damage, James? And we only got about 30 seconds left, so I'm going to let you close it out. The psychological damage that's going to go on well beyond, you know, next year. I mean, this is going to go on for years, the psychological damage that has been thrust upon the American people.
Yeah, there have been studies done, not models, but studies on real data that show a direct relationship between a bad economy, unemployment, and things like depression, addiction, suicide, domestic violence, on and on. So, yes, there are great costs to this. They are human costs.
The best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Hurston, right here. Thank you, James. Be blessed, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Family members of a black man who died after being pinned down by Minneapolis police officers on Monday during an arrest says the four officers involved in his death should be charged with murder.
I don't understand how someone could possibly let an individual go out like that. He's yelling. He's telling the officer he can't breathe.
That's George Floyd's sister, Bridget Floyd, speaking with ABC's Good Morning America. Video of the incident just outside a Minneapolis deli showing the cops leaning on him for several minutes while Floyd repeatedly said he couldn't breathe. The four officers involved in the incident have been fired. Protesters last night were in the streets of Minneapolis, some of them clashing with police. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, this month is Mental Health Month. It is, as a matter of fact. And we have Dr. Sharian Karapua with us to discuss the impact of tardive dyskinesia and how it can cause physical changes that may lead to functional and emotional changes. Now, he is the medical director of Minder Center for Movement Disorders, the assistant professor of neurology at the University of Oklahoma Health Science Services, and director of the OU Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorder Center as well. TD, as they say, is associated with certain prescription medications used to treat mental health or gastrointestinal conditions and affects a broad range of people. It is characterized by mild to severe twitching, shaking, or jerking in the hands, feet, face, or torso, as well as involuntary blinking, tongue movements, and other unintentional, uncontrolled movements. Well, Doctor, great to have you with us. Thank you so much for the time and sharing with us this important topic. How are you, sir?
Being wonderful, Bill. Thank you for having us and for helping spread the awareness of tardive dyskinesia, or TD for short.
Exactly. What is TD?
As you just described it, it's an abnormal neurological condition which happens in some patients that take medication for their psychiatric needs or for their nausea needs. They end up taking medicines which cause an irreversible reprogramming of their brain circuit. And this results in small to severe-looking movements in multiple different body parts. It can happen in your lips, your tongue, your eyes, your face, your arms, legs. It can happen anywhere. And they can be extremely mild to the point the patient doesn't realize it. Probably everybody else around them sees it. To very severe intrusive movements as well, which impacts them on simple tasks like trying to eat or write as well. So the range is very broad. And it sticks with you for life. That's the sad part.
Oh, wow.
That it's a persistent disorder.
Just how common is it, doctor?
We're estimating roughly 5,000 odd patients right now currently have tardive dyskinesia. But the biggest issue is most of them are not aware or are not diagnosed. So the key issue becomes patients who take these medications are not aware that they can develop these kind of movements, number one. And number two, there's also a lack of understanding among professionals. The healthcare providers are not necessarily trained to recognize or even diagnose tardive dyskinesia, which is a relatively simple diagnosis once you're trained to recognize it. So it goes many times underdiagnosed, which creates a lot of impact for patients when it's not treated appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Karunapura, I imagine that this is a bit of a spectrum experience as well, so where you might have the symptoms more pronounced in certain patients and then maybe a little bit more subtler, if I can say it, with others. Is that fair?
That is correct. And it also varies through the day. So when you're excited, stressed, anxious, these movements tend to be even worse. For example, you're trying to pay change at the grocery store, or you're trying to work as a teller at a bank. These are times when these moves are going to be even more intrusive. So you can see how disabling it can be, even though they look very minimal to the patient or to other people, because they tend to come forth in full intensity during these periods.
It would seem that your emotions would be somewhat, would serve somewhat as a catalyst in the pronouncement of these symptoms, right?
That is correct. So it's sort of a vicious cycle. You know, your anxiety or your self-consciousness about these movements will drive these movements looking worse. And once they start to look worse, now you're even more anxious or self-aware of these movements. And they kind of drive each other, which, what is the end result? Isolation, like people are withdrawn. They don't want to go out. They don't want to mingle with people. They don't want to go out and eat at restaurants because people are constantly staring.
Exactly. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we remind you that this month is Mental Health Month, and Dr. Sharian Karunapura is with us. He's the Medical Director at Minder Center for Movement Disorders, and we've been talking about tardive dyskinesia. And what should someone do, doctor, if they suspect they or a loved one is suffering from TD?
First off, discuss with their healthcare provider and see for themselves, is this really tardive dyskinesia or not? And once they've been confirmed that it is tardive dyskinesia, they need to educate themselves about the disease. And there are probably a lot of resources the healthcare provider might provide, but one free available resource online is tardiveimpact.com. And that's a very good resource which is easily available for patients and caregivers to educate themselves more about the disease and what can be done for it.
Well, the disease, as we stated earlier, is characterized by mild to severe twitching, shaking, or jerking in the hands, feet, face, or torso, as well as involuntary blinking, tongue movements, and other unintentional, uncontrollable movements. And I understand TD is, it comes upon you in such a way that you yourself may not notice it, but certainly your family members might be the first to notice these symptoms, right?
That is many times so true. And again, the reason is because excitement, anger, stress brings it about, and these movements are so subtle initially that they might be watching a football game and the spouse realizes that the husband is twitching their lips like constantly as if they were chewing gum or chewing tobacco, and initially they might start to think, oh, this is probably just a nervous twitch or a tic, you know, a behavioral quirk the person is starting to develop. They don't know what it is. Till many times the healthcare provider brings it up, saying, hey, have you started to see any abnormal movements? And the patient goes, no, I've not. And then all of a sudden you can see that the caregiver on the side goes, no, honey, you shake all the time with your lips, or you put your fingers like as if you're playing piano all the time on your lap, especially when you're excited or angry. And that's when everything comes in and we go, you start to develop movements. And the patients then start to realize, oh, my God, I've been doing this for so long. How can we get rid of it?
And I've got to imagine, doctor, that initially it starts so subtly that even the patient himself or herself would not necessarily, as you just cited, may not notice, and even the caregiver, because it just seems to be gradual but progressive, right?
That is correct. And when it's very startling, many times they poo-poo it away as aging, they poo-poo it away as another problem which they're self-diagnosed with or have been given a wrong diagnosis. I mean, this happens so often, like where we catch people with sores on their tongue and they're constantly going to their oral hygiene, dental hygienist, their dentist to see if it's something to do with oral hygiene. And without realizing, they've been slowly scraping their tongue constantly, day in, day out, on the back of their teeth because of these movements. And so many times it goes misdiagnosed or under-recognized even. A lot of times they're blinking a lot and they assume, huh, you know, this must be allergy season. That's probably why I'm blinking a lot and twitching a lot. Or maybe I'm so tired from lack of sleep that I'm twitching my eyes a lot.
Exactly.
And they don't realize this is the persistent movement coming from another reason.
Well, Dr. Sharon, how is tardive dyskinesia actually diagnosed?
The diagnosis is a very simple physical exam. A clinical exam will almost easily reveal the nature of the tardive dyskinesia. But the key is recognition. So which is where many times educating healthcare professionals as well to recognize this very classic stereotypical movements which occur with tardive dyskinesia. So it's a simple exam when patients or the loved ones worry about that is this person having tardive dyskinesia. They go in, if they get themselves checked, I'm saying if within a minute, like if they sit still, relax, and these movements come forth, the trained healthcare providers can easily pick it up with a physical exam. Very simple.
Well, Dr. Sharon Karunapura, it's been great to have you with us to enlighten us on TD. The doctor is the medical director at Minder Center for Movement Disorders. Where can they go, Dr. Karunapura, as we wrap things up for more information?
There are several websites. One is the Mental Health Alliance website, as well as what I stated before, tardiveimpact.com. It's an excellent resource to learn more about tardive dyskinesia. Thank you so much for letting me be on today and spread the awareness of tardive dyskinesia.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients. employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. We've got Brian Kilmeade join us. Yes, Brian Kilmeade from Fox News. You see him every morning right there, his nice little cherubic face and wonderful personality that he shares with us. And we're going to be talking about his revised new paperback edition of Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, The Texas Victory That Changed American History. Brian, good to have you with us on the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. It's a crazy time, right?
It really is, you know. And before we get into the book, that's I want to, you know, get your read on this. I mean, forget about a vaccine for the coronavirus. I think we need a vaccine for TDS. This Trump derangement syndrome is rendering near half of our country to its lowest common denominator. You know, the abandonment of common sense and truth. I mean, it's on full display here, and I think it's up to the everyday American citizen to decide what they want to do about it.
I think you're right. I also think Trump doesn't make it easy on you. You know, you know, if you're somebody that supports him and he decides on a day in which the vaccine is the big news to say, hey, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes it, you know, all of a sudden, next thing you know, we're talking about what all his enemies want to talk about.
Yes.
And that is the fact that he's doing things a little bit reckless because he is a president and people look up to him and they wonder if they're going to be run on hydroxychloroquine. In reality, it's a good drug. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, it's a lot better than anybody else let on. I think there's going to be studies that show it's better. Mm-hmm. But that's what makes it challenging. But the other stuff, I laughed out loud when I was watching Chris Coons say it, and Senator Schumer say, well, this whole Russia thing's a distraction. Really? We've been saying that for 2.5 years.
Exactly.
He's trying to govern. Now that we're getting information that shows, perhaps, that the whole thing was intentional and it worked to get him off track and hurt the country. And a lot of these people behind the scenes who are vilifying Trump are actually villains. Now all of a sudden it's his distraction.
Right.
At the same time, they're actually trying to get impeachment going again by asking for Robert Mueller's underlying documents from the grand jury testimony. Oh, that's not a distraction.
Yeah,
so
right.
Hopefully people that are intelligent enough to strain this.
Well, and they are, Brian. I think this is what the left is underestimating, is people are figuring this out, especially now that we've gotten some revelation of the truth, and which, you know, our congressmen and senators knew all along because they were behind closed doors. They heard the testimony of John Brennan and Clapper and, you know, Peter Stroke, and they heard the truth. And then you hear Jim Comey on, you know, talking on the networks with Stephanopoulos or, you know, CNN or MSNBC, and it's a different story altogether. And now it's like, hey, guess what? The jig is up. You're done. I mean, we know that you have lied to the American people. And so, you know, all this stuff like you just talked about right now, see, this is common sense. I mean, common sense would tell you. I mean, it's like, you know, Brennan's hiding the paperwork saying that the Russians wanted Hillary Clinton to be president. Of course they did. I mean, look at what she gave them, whether it was uranium. You know, probably, if the truth be known, if you follow the money, how much money from Russian oligarchs went into the Clinton Foundation. She was malleable, as they said, quote unquote. Common sense told you that. They knew what they had with Hillary Clinton. They didn't know what they had with Donald Trump. So why would they want Donald Trump?
I'm not sure. I just think we're playing into it by playing the Russians' game, who they want, who they don't want. And obviously both sides realize that, but they just wanted to one-up each other and create a long-term investigation. And now the whole genesis of how this whole thing started comes out, and there were Democrats go, well, that's a distraction. Nice try.
Exactly. And Brian, I think we're in an opportune time here right now. I've often told my kids that the best form of revenge is success. And I think this is the opportunity that lies in front of America today. And that is after, you know, post-coronavirus COVID-19 is for us to come on stronger, to be more successful, bring some needed manufacturing, just like we did with the steel manufacturing, bring it back home where it belongs, and let's get this country back on solid form again. What do you say?
It'd be interesting. You know, we're still going to see the investigation to Hunter Biden. We're going to still the Ukrainian. It's still there. And now you're going to see Michael Flynn moving forward. So it's not going to stop. But hopefully we'll have simple remedies that we'll all understand and don't need to, no need to decode for the average American, as opposed to people like us that do it every day.
Exactly. Well, there's enough common sense coming out there, Brian, that I have confidence in the American people, I know you do as well, that they're starting to figure this out. And I think this is, again, as I said earlier, one of the blessings of being quarantined and staying at home is that we're meditating a little bit more on these things and realizing that, lies are still lies and truth is still the truth. Right?
Absolutely. We're about to find out. Unwind this, and maybe Senator Lindsey Graham's his Judiciary Committee will have everybody up there. I mean, if you look at that list, Peter Strzok is on that list, McCabe is on that list, Comey's on that list, Brennan's on that list, but Sally Yates is on that list, and we're going to have a chance of seeing what the 2016 All-Star team before we get to 2020.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, and I know some people have raised caution about how far up the chain to go. In my conversation a couple of weeks ago with Sidney Powell, she told me straight out, she goes, Bill, there's no way this doesn't go into the Oval Office.
Yeah, we're about to find out, right?
Yep, there it is. Hey, congratulations, by the way, on Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the Texas victory that changed American history. Did you ever think, Brian, I mean, were you a history buff as a kid growing up? I mean, how did this come about that you've become so historically centric, it seems?
I've always loved history. I've always loved looking, especially American history, when people say, this is where it happened, this is what took place, as opposed to, you know, 1,000 years someone may have walked here. No, 200 years, this is where Washington was.
Right.
You know, all these years ago, this is the ship that Edward Preble used. So when you're able to feel in touch what happened 200-something years ago, I think it becomes, to me, it's just endlessly fascinating. And same thing with having a chance to do on Fox Nation, the series What Made America Great, brought me to the Alamo. Mm-hmm. And when you get to the Alamo, they describe how, everybody outside Texas thinks this is all there is, but there's so much more to that fight.
Without a doubt, I mean, because you start putting together the puzzle pieces here, and you give us new reason to remember the Alamo.
Because the people that fought there, the way they fought, who they killed before they died, enabled Sam Houston's army to group, to train, to assemble, and then shape the battlefield. If it was in and out with the Alamo, or they surrendered quickly, they probably all would have lost their lives anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a whole Mexican army, fresh, go looking on the hunt for Sam Houston. Instead, they had 13 days. They were pretty beat up and blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they went over the walls, they paid a price with that, too.
Yes.
Even though they outmanned the Texians about 180 to 3,000.
Right. No, amazing, and it really speaks of the intestinal fortitude, and I believe that DNA spirit that is in all of Americans, that they would take on such enormous numbers, and even though the first round of the Alamo didn't come out with a victory, there was probably some minimal or maybe minor victories along the way that added up that made it possible for Sam Houston ultimately to become victorious.
Yeah, before the Alamo. Remember, the Alamo was taken from the Mexicans who had a standing army in there, mm-hmm. and they did not kill them. They let them go with a pledge that they would no longer fight in this, in what we now know as a revolution. And they said, yeah, sure, we'll do that. And they never did. They just went back, found Santa Ana, and came right back. So that was a victory. And then to hold it was a mistake. And Sam Houston said the whole time, don't hold the Alamo. And they went to meet with... they went out and to meet with the provisional government to draft a Bill of Rights and to draft a Declaration of Independence and to draft the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, you've had the opportunity, and I think a distinct privilege, to go around the country and to share the stories firsthand with audiences in cities across the country. Tell us a little bit about that and the feedback that you're getting, you know, from everyday citizens.
Well, I mean, in the hardback, we did a pretty crisp story. Just mm-hmm. started the Battle of Horseshoe Bend, talking about the development of Sam Houston, then the Alamo. And I could not believe how many people related to people who fought in the Texas Revolution, even related to Sam Houston, who had 9 kids. Mm-hmm. So I could not believe the pride people had in Texas. What I also found fascinating is how many really smart people from Oklahoma to Nebraska to Ohio to Orlando didn't know anything about it. And they just said, you know, what we learned is that one day they didn't know about San Jacinto. So what I tried to add in the paperback was another wrinkle, and that is Sam Houston trying to keep the Texans out of the Civil War.
Exactly.
And Lincoln got word of that, and Lincoln tried to work with Sam Houston to keep him out, too.
Well, and here, I mean, all that the Texians had gone through in, you know, the battle with the Mexicans, I mean, just on the heels of that, now we're going into a civil war. I mean, you can't blame Sam Houston for wanting to back away from that, could you?
No, especially because he feared it, and he cared about the country more. So did Andrew Jackson, so did James K. Polk, so did Buchanan, so did Martin Van Buren. They all used to sit on the Hermitage porch, and they were good buddies. They all became president, except for Houston, who was president of Texas, and for some reason never really got it together with the timing and whatever he was going through to run for president of the United States. But they just wanted to keep it together, and Houston wasn't a big... He was definitely pro-American Indian. He did so much thing for American Indian rights. And number two is, you know, he knew about the immoral ways of slavery. He had some, but he had very little. Mm-hmm. And he voted for states, free states sent to the Union, not for slave states. Mm-hmm. So he knew that Texas, if they came in 1836, would have thrown off the balance. But by 1849, it didn't. So that's where we stood.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on the series, the book, the update, now in paperback. Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, Texas Victory that Changed American History. Brian, always good to have you here on the show. Appreciate the time, the insight, and all the great work you're doing with Fox and Friends. Have a great one.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
We got it. Okay, great. All right. Boom. Boom shakalaka.
Positive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a 1-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.